This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and that season is upon us. It's one of my favorite holidays, Thanksgiving. It's a time for spending quality time and precious moments with family, friends, loved ones, and just eating. But there's some people out there that don't have all those things, and it's tough for them. And the Salvation Army, as usual, is doing an amazing job to try and help those shut-ins and people get some food in their bellies this wonderful time of the year. And joining me this morning is a name that you're going to get to know very well over the next month and a half with the holiday store kicking off December 10th. It's Major Magdalia Lavin Bean. Major, good morning and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Joey. I am so happy to be with you this morning, and I'm just so delighted that we're going to get to spend so much time together this holiday season.
And it's kicking off with my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. It's not a commercialized holiday yet, thank gosh. It's about spending time with friends and family and just being in everyone's company. But not everyone is so lucky, and you're looking for some volunteers to kind of put a smile on people's faces Thanksgiving morning.
So on Thanksgiving morning, as we have been doing for so many years here in Greater Hartford, we are going to be delivering meals to our seniors, to our shut-ins, to a very vulnerable population. And last year, I don't know if you remember, we distributed 750 meals. This year, we're going to be delivering 900. And we're going to be definitely in need of some volunteers to come, show up on Thanksgiving morning at about 9 a.m. To our building down at 217 Washington Street in Hartford at the Salvation Army and help us deliver those meals and bring some Thanksgiving cheer to our seniors in need.
Now, you said, you know, we're trying to serve more families than ever. What is there a major reason for that, or is it just a culmination of lots of things over the past 2 years that have brought this on?
I think it's a combination of, you know, COVID. I think it's a combination of prices going up. I think it's a combination of it's becoming increasingly hard to find certain things in the grocery store. I think it's a combination of people losing their jobs. I think it's just a combination of so many of those things. And when we add those all together, it's kind of like the perfect storm. And so we are so fortunate here that we have so many wonderful people who come together and make the holidays so much easier and come alongside of us and are the army behind the Salvation Army helping those in need.
And that's the thing. It's, you know, volunteers make the world go round behind the scenes, and the Salvation Army is always looking for those volunteers. So if someone wants to volunteer, we'll get into how do they sign up to help volunteer that morning.
All they have to do is show up at 217 Washington Street in Hartford, and there is going to be a long line. But don't worry, we're going to be out there directing traffic, giving guidance and directions. And when they come up through the line, we're going to ask them if they want to deliver 5 meals, 10 meals, 20 meals, and we're going to give them some instructions. The names will be on their little directions and where they're going to go to deliver for us. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for them to just be part of this wonderful community and bring some cheer to somebody who otherwise would not have been able to come out, would not have been able to enjoy a wonderful meal for Thanksgiving.
And it's ironic. There was a story, it's always in the news this time of the year. The morning show with Ray and Brian talked about it. There was a text a few years back from a grandmother. You know, it was a missed text. She thought it was one of her grandkids inviting them and, you know, reminding them to come over for the holiday dinner. But it was to the wrong person. But the person responded, you know, sorry, wrong person. But she invited them anyway. Doing things like this, volunteering, getting out, it's how traditions start. And, you know, bringing people together this time of the year is important for a lot of people that don't have other family members around them for support.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that story. I've seen it on Facebook, on Twitter.
It's pretty cool.
On so many different platforms. And I love the story because, you know, this wonderful grandmother, she accidentally sent it. And I think that the young man responded back with, you know, what time should I be there? And she gave him a time and he showed up. And it is a wonderful tradition. This is how things get started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love last year when people came and some of them have been coming for years, and they started with their parents, and now they're doing it with their children. And it's a wonderful way to teach people to give back and to be part of the community and to be part of the solution. You know, hunger is, it's everywhere. And if we don't step up and be part of the solution, we're never going to resolve the problem. And I love that generation after generation is teaching, you know, their children and their grandchildren that we have to be part of the solution or the problem doesn't get fixed. And it's just a beautiful opportunity to come out as a family and just serve another person. It's just beautiful.
And it's not taking, you know, it's not taking up your whole day, your whole weekend. It's a little bit of time in the morning to put a smile on someone else's face. And this time of the year, we all need a little bit of extra, you know, support and love, and just take the time to respect one another.
It is. It's wonderful. And, you know, I often think, you know, a lot of times we forget about our seniors, our older population, who are incredibly vulnerable and alone and oftentimes so forgotten. And it's just wonderful that mm-hmm. at Thanksgiving, this beautiful holiday where we are so thankful and we're surrounded by family, that a stranger takes the time out to go and to deliver a meal. What a beautiful opportunity to just take your children, take your friends, take your neighbor, and just go out and just do this beautiful act of kindness to just a stranger, just to let them be reminded that they're thought of, that they're not forgotten. I just think it's just a beautiful program.
Now, if someone is interested, they're looking to, you know, head out there Thanksgiving morning and to deliver some wheels, is there like a geographical area they can expect to be driving around to? Or they kind of, I'm assuming, you know, like, are the meals kind of grouped if you're doing an X amount of meals in a certain area? Or
there are. And we, you know, we deliver in all of Greater Hartford. So we deliver in Weathersfield, we deliver in the north end of Hartford, we deliver up into, now you guys are going to make me sound crazy because I don't really know the area that well. I'm lucky. I have to use a GPS sometimes to go to the grocery store. So I leave that up to like all the people who just are smarter than I am. But we deliver everywhere. And of course, our helpers, you know, our people who take care of that will be more than happy to lead you in the right direction. And it won't be me because, like I said, I'll be like, here's the GPS, let's punch in the address. There'll be people who are a lot smarter than me leading you in the right direction.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, one thing, we talked about it before we got going here, that you wouldn't be able to do this without people cooking the food. So let's give them some credit. You know, they're taking the time to cook and prepare, get this food ready. Who's helping you guys out this year?
So this year, once again, we're following protocols for COVID, and we are having Farmhouse Catering do our food, which we are so grateful for, because cooking for 900 people is quite a task.
You think it's tough cooking for 20 on Thanksgiving? Just imagine 900.
I don't know if anybody gets flustered just cooking for like 20, but imagine cooking for 900 and making sure that all the portions are, you know, portioned out correctly and everybody gets 9 green beans and not 12, or, you know, we want to make sure that everybody gets the exact amount of food. And so we were so grateful for them that, they put everything so nicely in a container for us, and they have the directions all printed out so they can, the seniors can put the food in the oven, they can put it in a microwave, and it's just a beautiful, fresh, delicious meal for our friends on Thanksgiving Day. And they come in, they bring the meals the day before, and we pack them all up and we put it in a beautiful bag for them with the rolls and the desserts that come in that we get from Walmart and from Tabletop. And we just pack them up, and when everybody lines up, we get their number, and then we just bring them out and they go out and take it out for delivery. So it's just a really beautiful, flawless, hopefully, system that we have.
And that's the thing, you know, it's, the Salvation Army is always there. I've been saying it for years. With the Salvation Army, you're not just getting a hand out, you're getting a hand up. It's uplifting spirits. It's letting people know they're worthy, they're honored to help these people. Everyone here deserves a chance to succeed, and the Army does that wonderfully. And joining me again this morning, Major Magdalia Levin Bean. We're going to become great friends over the next month and a half. The Salvation Army Holiday Store kicks off Saturday, Friday, December 10th, and it's just going to be another, you know, great push. We're going to help everyone out as much as we can. I'll be talking to you. I'm sure I'll be talking to everyone else at the Salvation Army during this. You know, if there's one thing heading into Thanksgiving that you would like to just let people, little sermon, if you will, you know, heading into the holiday week, what just, if there, you know, just give a little something to the people out there.
You know, if there's one thing that I could say and I could really emphasize to everybody is be kind. Be kind to one another. You never know what somebody else is going through. Be patient with each other and just really give a hand up. You know, the people who are struggling, it's usually your neighbors. It's the coworker that you're working with that you just don't even realize it. It's your neighbor that looks like the normal person, who has maybe, you know, the cars, the perfect little looking family. They're the ones who are trying to decide, you know, am I going to pay the mortgage? Am I going to pay for my car insurance, or am I going to put food on the table for the family? And I think that we have this perception in our minds that it's the people who are coming to the food pantries and who are coming to the Salvation Army for assistance are the ones who are getting, you know, governmental help. And that's not the case anymore. More and more and more, we see new clients who are coming in who are the working class, who just can't do it anymore, who are struggling each and every day to just get food on the table, to pay their mortgage, to pay their light bill, and be kind. Mm-hmm. Pay attention when you ask, are you okay? Make sure you really pay attention to see if people are okay, because people today, they're really struggling. And if we want to know if people are okay, we have to really be intentional to listen. To, are they okay?
Those words, you know, is there something I can help you with? It means so much to so many people.
Yeah. And yeah. People are really struggling today. And I think we are seeing something that most of us have not really seen before. And I think we need to learn to really care for each other a little bit more.
And that's, you know, that's what we're going to leave people with this morning. Just care for one another. Get out there Thanksgiving morning and volunteer at the Salvation Army. You know, give out some meals to some elderly people that would just love to see someone at the door bringing them something. If you're, you know, you can do one thing, put a smile on someone else's face. Joining me again this morning, Major Magdalia Levin Bean. This Thanksgiving handout with the Salvation and many other things happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.